Iyuv. Pasuk like this, V'yana Hashem es Iyuv. That a minasara, like he answered him, from minasara means like in this angry answered him back, or saramo means a wind, a thrust of wind, a strong wind. And Hashem said back to him, Shaitesh Abaylam, you fool like, that harbe nimen barasi brush shalodim, there are a lot of hairs in the head of a person. Olachol nima v'nim, every single hair, barasi laguma, each hair has its own hole, each hair like has its own place where it grows out, where it grows out of the body. Yeah. And olachol nima v'nim barasi laguma, b'fnei atzmo, its own special hole there. There's no such thing as two hairs come out of one guma. And why? Because it would have been true that two hairs grew out of one hole, it would like blacken the eyesight. So the Chur, you see that so this is what Hashem is telling you. So Hashem said, if I know the difference in every single hair, so guma b'guma le nischalafli, I didn't make any mistakes between hairs. So Eiv the Oyev nischalafli, does it make any sense I should make a mistake between Eiv and the Oyev and an enemy? So Hashem is telling that Eiv, like, I know exactly what I'm doing. But our core point we see from here that it's not possible to have two hairs grow out from one hole like. So when it says Lakash, there's no question. I'll tell you, Hoba Gufo, Hoba Resha. In the rest of the body, maybe it could be, but just in the hair, it can't be. In the hair, taka, in the head, I mean in the head, then you can't have two coming out from one. But the rest of the body, in Ifnami, that you could have, that you could have. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it says by Eve, that you can't have two hairs coming out of one hole. That's talking about the hair of the head. But the hair of the rest of the body, but Mokem Erva, there could be, you could have two hairs coming out from the same guma. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shtei Sairus Armud, after we said the loch of two Sairus, is Shomru Afilu Achas Al Akaf V'Achas Al Beitzim, even if one is on the top part and one is on the bottom part on the Beitzim. Rashi says Al Akaf means Afagav Goyva Shalever, on top of the Aver. It's on the bottom of the stomach, but on top of the Aver, because even though the hairs are not right next to another, still that's called Shnei Sairus. And Tanya Nami Yochi, we learn like this also, Tanya Nami Yochi, that Shtei Sairus Shom, that's what we said, if a boy or girl brings two hairs, that's a proof that they're a gadol. Afilu achas begabo v'achas bekrisa. Clearly, even if one grows on the back, and one grows on the belly in the front, like begabos on the back means underneath the makom erva, and one in the front, that's also called Shnei Sairus. Achas agab bekishrei espesim, interesting, one by the joints of a finger, shayad of the hand, v'achas agab bekishrei espesim sheregel, and one here grows on the joints, on her toes, that's also called Shnei Sairus. Interesting, even though they're not near one another, still that's called Shnei Sairus. Dibir Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ish Kvar Aku, show me that he says over Mishum Rabbi Shimon. But for Rabbonu Nomer Rav Chisda, Achiyu Beisar Samakim Echad, they all know, that's Halacha, that what's called Simonim of Shnei Sairus, that the two ears have to be next to one another in the same spot. That they're in the same spot, that's called Shnei Sairus. But different places, that's not called Shnei Sairus. Torah Rabbonu like this, At Mosai Habas Menomenes, till how old, how long can the girl still give Miyan? At Shetovi Shnei Sairus. Divrei Rabbi Meir, I said the Chomer of our Mishnah, that once she becomes a Gedola, that's it. Even though a Kedushin is still only with the Rabbonin, but once she becomes a Gedola, the Rabbonin will not mislack in Miyan, she can't make Miyan anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says, At Sheyaber HaShachar, no, Rabbi Yehuda Shittu is, until there's a lot of black hair there. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, At Shetakav HaTorah. Rabbi Yossi is another Shita, until a ring-like is formed around the nipple. That's the shear. Shetakav HaTorah, that by her breast, until that happens, she can still make miyun. But once there's like a ring forms around the nipples, that's, then she's like a bagaris, then she can't make miyun anymore. Ben Shalkus says, Achet the Kalkol. He says, Lashanov. Yeah, Achet the Kalkol is show what it means, Rashi. As one Shat here, so he says, Lashan Godul Saru. Means a girl grows a lot of hair. Yeah, Achat Kalko. Up until then, she can make a Miyan. So as the Gemara say, V'yom Rav Shimon, Motzani Chanina ben Chachinoi, B'tzidun, I found him in the place Tzidun, V'yom, and he said like this, Kishata Megillah, it's Rav Kiva, when you go to Rav Kiva, Omoloi, ask him this question. Ask him the question, Ad Mose Abbas Momenes, until how old, how long can a girl still make Miyan? Im Yom Lecho Achatovish Tei Cyrus, if he says that she can only do it until she becomes a gedolah, until she has Tei Cyrus, then Omoloi goes to the Bat Mikiva, for Loi Ben Shalkas Hayud, B'mayim and Kulchem B'Yavna, that this person Ben Shalkas said over Edis in front of everybody in Yavna, that the shear is outside the Kalkol, and it's a longer shear, and V'loi Matl Madov, nobody said anything back. So the Meister, so go see what he would say. So the Meister was, because Shabbos, Eitzra Mikiva, when he went to ask Rabbi Kiva this question, Omoloi said to him like this, Kilka zu any day imam. I don't know what this shear of Kilka is, like this long hair. Or else the Ben Shalkas, saying the Mak, I don't know this person, Ben Shalkas. But the locker is, Ad Mosi Abbas Menes, till how long can Abbas make, till how long could she make Miyun, after Tabi Be Cyrus. Until she brings Be Cyrus, and that's it. Father of Chom, like Remeyo, that once she becomes a Gedela, then there's no Zmokim, she can't make Miyun anymore. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Cyrus Hamuris Paporo. That is a loch by Pora Duma. That if two hairs turn black, that is possible, or also the Negoyim. Pash, you have two white hairs in your Negam, Ramuris Bechomokim. That it says all over the Pash of two Cyrus, by a God Lord Katano. So you should know, is, Chide Loch of Roisha Likroi. How long does the hair have to be that you could like fold it over, the top of it touches the roots of the hair? Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lozer Raima, could they lick right spitziporin? Not even shorter than that, that you grab hold of it with your nails. Rabbi Kiva Raima, could they shear Nitolas Bezug? Has to be a little bit longer than that, that you grab hold of it with like a scissors. That's how long the hair has to be. Omer Avchiz, Omer Marukva, Aloch, Gedivre Kulam, Lahachmel, you have to be Machmir, whatever's Nagaya to. And Rashi says, what's Nagaya to Chalitzi, you have to be Machmir until the hair is the longest. What's Nagaya to Mian, the shortest shear, makes it that she can't make Mian anymore. So you go to Chumra each way. Now the Mishnah says, Haroye Kesem, and Isha, please, a Kesem is staying on her clothing, and she comes to me because of that. Yes, the reizu mekukeles, she becomes mekukol means she's in trouble like, because she does not know exactly when she's sore. She does not know when it starts, you may need us to know like when will start the time of the Yudal of Yom to become a Zava. So she's mixed up a little bit, she does not know clearly when a cycle starts. And also secondly, the Mishnah says, v'chasheshesh mishum zoiv, like if she sees the stains three times, so she comes zoiv because that also, like if she knows now a cycle is, she's in the middle of the Yudal of Yomim, between Nida and between after 7 days of Nida so the next 7 days, so she's in those 11 days now, she could become a Zava because of the din of a Kesem. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, and the Ksamim Mishum Zayv, they say no, that Ksamim have no Alocha of Zayv, that just in Kesem does not make you a Zayv. A Zayv is only if you see the dam from your body, not if you find it on your clothing. Morris says, the man chutz chomim, man chomim, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. He goes to Chanina ben Atignis. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Oimer. Ksomim ein be mishum zoiv. That ksomim do not have the loch of the zoiv. I mean to say, even though you see spots on your clothing, your tummy, but you can't make yourself into a zoiv because of that. But a problem, there are certain times, shak some may feel they zeev, yes, there are certain times that because of the zava, because of the kesem, you become a zava. Kated, what's the case? Love sho gimel chalukas. She was wearing three different underwear, three different clothings. Ha badukas law, she checked out each one before she put them on. Umot salayim kesem, and each day, when she changed her clothing, she found to be a kesem on it. So now we know for sure she saw 3 days in a row. So then she would become a zava. Or else another case would be, what's going to be Shirosa Beis Yomim. She saw actually Dam came out of her body 2 days in a row during these 11 days. The third day she found Dam on her clothing. So these are the cases, these are the cases because of the Kesem, she could become a Zava. Zemor says that like this, Hashta Shloisha Chalukas. Madach, one case where she wore three different clothings. The Lav Negufa Kachazit, she didn't see any dam from the body itself. She only found it on her clothing. Still, you tell me, Chashinon, that this is a case that is a Sufik. Maybe she's a Zovo. So, days Yom, the case where she saw Mamish 2 days of dam from her body. For Cholak Echon, the third day she found dam on her clothing. Me boy, isn't it for sure to say that she should be a Zovo? What do you have to tell me? Why don't you tell me the first case? Because this case is a cheetah. Smur says no. Now the time I would have thought the same maybe like this. That Kolki Hai Gavna may be Korban Menech. In this case, maybe she's like a Vadai Zovo. And she'll have to bring a Korban also. Kamashma Nasachidish know that even in this case, it's only a Chash. Chash means they bring the Korban, but the Kohen can't eat from it. Because it's a Suffolk if she has to bring the Korban or not. Because the Kesem was always a Suffolk if she really saw Dam. We're not sure the Dam came from her. Maybe it came from someplace else. Sonny Chashina, Sat the Chiddush, that even though she saw 2 days in a row, and the so Loi Chashinon, she sees less than 3 degrees in one place, she not chosh to say she's a Zovo. The army, you say, what? Betray your Mechazis, she only saw it in 2 days, not in 3 days. If so, Chazinus is back to Chom, if so, Shloisha Grisim Mamakamechit, even though she saw the amount of 3 grisim worth of dam in one place on a Beged, Nami, the same thing, I should not say she's a Zav, I cannot say she saw 3 days in a row. Name, I'd rather say, Tarati Yapalgi Megufa Chazitza. 2.5 Tarak came out from her own body. It's only 2 days worth, though. The third amount, Agav Zuma Dam Macholosu, since it was like Nis over there, so Dam Macholos, that's what we're afraid about, some Dam from a worm came over there, from a bug came over there, but not from a body. That's what B'chanin is tying the back, that even though she sees now the amount of 3 grisim worth of Dam, we do not say it came out 3 days in a row. For Rabbanan, so like this, no, Kivun Dikol Eflugim Begris V'yoyin, since this amount you could divide up, to make it the 3 separate scenes, each one was a gris v'yoid, that's the shir to matama. L'chol yoyma is l'chol yoyma le'telina, we do not say it happened where you say 2 from a body and 1 from a cholis, but rather we say all 3 came out of a body, and from a sofnik there'll be a chashin, and maybe she's a zayva. For l'chlina ben atignis, gimel gris v'makim mechod, who do le'y chashin, and mashma just not afraid of you see 3 gris in one place. Mashmandov of Gimel Makayim is based on 3 different parts of the body on the Begin. Just if it's all in one big spot on the Begin, then he's not afraid it came out 3 times. But there'd be 3 different spots on the Begin, then Chashin, you would be afraid. Question is why? Hamata, you said that the Gimel Chaluk is in, the Gimel Makayim is Loi. Only 3 different Begodim are we afraid, but not the same Begin, even 3 different spots. So when it says, the Devrei and the Rabbanan Kamalu, he says back to the Rabbanan. And it's like this, literally, no yon sheeter is the gimma chalukasin, only if she changed her clothing every day, and every day was a new pair that she checked it out before, and then she found a spot on it, then do I say with chashin, maybe she's a zova. But the gimma makam is left, the same beged, just 3 different spots on it, then we're not afraid. El the tchub, according to you, I just let me agree to me, teichet the chazoi gimma grisom makamech, when you saw 3 spots in one place. The Armina, why don't you say there, she's not Tommy Zovo. Let's say rather Treya Pag and the Goof, or 2.5 came out from a goof. Because the Sevidah Agav Zuma, and the other spot was Agav Zuma, was Dam Acholus, was Dam the Dam of a bog there. So, that's the tie in the back. On this Rabban, the boy say back, no, Kivu Nikola Fluga, the Griff V'yayit, since the Maitre, the spot of Dam that she sees there, is a big enough spot to divide up into 3 grisim, so I say a chashash, I do not say it came from Dam Macholos, but rather say it came out of a body, and I have to be afraid, maybe she's a Zova. Tana Rabban, what is this? Haroya Kesem, Phoenicia sees the Kesem, a spot of blood on the Begodim, in Yeshboi, Kedei Lachla Gimel Grisim is enough to divide up the 3 grisim, Sheng Gris V'yod each one, Cheshem, we're afraid, maybe she's a Zova. V'yim Labav, it's not big enough, then ain't Cheshesh. If you did ben agroyma mishum Reb Yosi achazug achazug hasheshes, in all cases, even though it's not that big, still with cheshes, maybe she could become a zava. Rasa afidu b'shtei grisu hasheshes. Shamar also one biyoyim, and the next one you saw ben hashmoshes. And you see that ben hashmoshes a sofik yom sofik laila. That's sort of like Tereus. So even if you just found on a beged, 2 grisim, Also, the Sofik, maybe she's a Zofa. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold that Nun Gimel and Aleph on top. The last one was left to the Torah Rabbonim and that Nun Beis and Beis, the bottom Gemara. Torah Rabbonim, what about this? That's the lines. Haroya Kesem. If an Isha sees a Kesem, he sees a spot of dam on the begodim, on the underwear. So in Yeshbo Kadei Lechala Gimel Grisin, if there's a big side that you could divide up into three small Grisin, Shein Kegris V'yod, each one would be a Gris V'yod. That's like the size of a nickel, let's say, or a penny. So you have three of those sizes. So then Cheshesheth, then we're afraid to say that maybe the last 3 days, every day she saw a little bit, and therefore she become a Zofa. We're talking about now in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim between Nidus and the next Nidus. So she could become a Zofa now. And she didn't check her underwear the last 3 days, and now she checks it. So if she finds now a big stain, that's possible to say every day one third of it came out and it's the size of a metamor, so Cheshesheth, we're afraid to say, Minachum Mechumra, we give her Din Zava, that she has to count Zainakim, she has to bring a carbon, she has to coin, will not eat from it though. The Yimlav, let's say she did not find this big of a stain on the Begodim, then Ein Cheshesheth, then we're not afraid to say she's a Zava, but just as a regular Tomah, that's all. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yosef. Who do I say the name of Rabbi Yosef? Like this. And no, Achazuv Yachazuv Chasheshes. Even though the stain she finds now is smaller than 3 grisim, as long as it's the size of 2 grisim annoyed, he says Vachasheshin. We're afraid maybe she'll have a din zava. Harash explains because we're afraid true one time she saw b'day, but the next time maybe she saw b'nash mashos, which is a suffix, maybe it's yoy, maybe it's lilo. So that Ben Hashmashis is so, it's like 2 days. Like if she would see Ben Hashmashis, it's like she saw by day and by night the next day. So just seeing 2 times could also make you into a Sufik Zofa. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the second time she saw, or if the first time, was Ben Hashmashis. And if she would have seen then, that counts like 2 days. So if Rabbi Yudis says over the name of Rabbi Yasi, that Achazu, even if she sees only two grisin, also Slava Sufik Tumazava.